Well, I think the main message is that as member states of the United Nations are working on a global compact, they must at all times remember that this is about people. It's about people who, for a variety of reasons, have left their country of origin or their country of nationality and are in the process of moving somewhere else or have now settled somewhere else. They are an immense factor of prosperity, not just for themselves, for their country of destination and for their country of origin. So I think the message is we need to remember when we talk about this issue that we are talking about each other and that this issue presents itself globally in all kinds of different fashions. We should make no assumption whatsoever about who migrants are and certainly not work on stereotypes that presents them as a burden or a threat. This is completely disconnected from modern reality.
What do you say about the fact that as you galvanize efforts toward a global compact on safe, regularly, and orderly migration, some countries are making it increasingly harder for migrants to move and settle there?
Well, you know, in the context of this process, member states have repeated time and again, and they're entirely correct, that they have not only the responsibility, not only the right, the prerogative, the responsibility to control their borders. And they have the prerogative to decide who will enter their territory, under what circumstances, under what conditions, for how long, and so on. So we see national policies around the world that vary. What is very problematic is when public policies are made on the basis of erroneous perceptions as opposed to on reality, on the stereotypical perception, for instance, that migrants come and steal jobs and are a burden to the social fabric, which in fact is not at all what the history of migration has shown. Most countries have space, I think, for people to come and go depending on the international labor market, supply and demand. It's mostly work that drives people either to leave or to enter any particular country. So it's not a question of having a charitable disposition. I think it's a question of developing public policies that are grounded in reality, in truth, not in stereotypes and myths and perceptions.
Why is it important to dedicate and commemorate a day to migrants?
Migrants today in the world represent some 250 million people. I think to recognize, and they come, of course, 48% of migrants are women. They come from all kinds of different parts of the world, from different cultures. There's not a single profile of a migrant. But what they have in common is having left their country of origin, they face, virtually all of them to different degrees, particular challenges regarding sometimes the acquisition of a different language, all kinds of issues of social inclusion. So I think it's really important that we pause for one day to recognize the immense contributions that migrants make, and in some cases, their extreme vulnerability. And that's very true in the case of women, migrant workers, who sometimes work in terrible conditions and face all kinds of abuse and discrimination. So it's a day to pause and look in our neighborhood and recognize who migrants are and what their circumstances are.
What are the realities of migrants versus the perception? And how does this impact the narrative?
This is an area where the disconnect between perception and reality is staggering. In many circumstances, people perceive migrants. First of all, they immediately think of a man, usually a young man, who may come into a country and either take away jobs from people or else be on a welfare system, and all kinds of stereotypes. The reality is completely different from that. 48% of migrants are women. Migrants generally over the world have a lower rate of unemployment, but they don't take away jobs. They take jobs that people in the local communities don't want anymore, either because they've acquired skills that allow them to do something better, or because they don't think the wages are sufficiently attractive for them to do that. So I think this is an area where changing the narrative and changing public perception would go a long way to encouraging political decision makers to take right decisions regarding migration for the benefits of all, of their own communities, of the migrants themselves, and for the benefit of developing countries, for whom their remittances, the portion of their salaries that migrants send back home, which is usually about 15% of their income, is an immense source of support for developing countries.
So if they're sending back 15%, that means the remainder they actually can spend in their countries where they're working.
Absolutely. I mean, migrants spend 85% of their income in the country in which they've settled. And with that, they pay rent, they buy goods, they pay taxes, they pay sales taxes, and so on. So they contribute, in fact, much more than they take back, because in a lot of cases, even benefits that they earn through their labor, they cannot collect. For instance, if they go back home and there's no country-to-country agreement, there's no portability of benefit. So there are lots of economic issues regarding the work of migrants that need, I think, a lot of attention. It could be better and more fair and just for all concerned.